Welcome to the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Trailstone Insurance Group, bringing you interviews with Colorado's best real estate and mortgage professionals, empowering you to understand the current trends in the housing market so you can make the American dream your reality. Enjoy today's episode.
Well, it's a great day in Colorado, and welcome to the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast. Today, we have with us Alyssa Sturm, who is a mortgage loan officer with PRMG, and Joy Shirk, who is a realtor at Live Laugh Denver. Ladies, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Hey, so I love the team conversations because it means that you guys are a team in real life and business, and I want to learn how you guys work together to serve your clients. But get us started with what got you into the industry in the first place back in the day.
Joy, I'll let you start. You started first.
Okay, cool. So this is Joy. My background is, as you know, in hospitality, and my focus was on event planning. So I got my degree at Metro State University in event planning, and that was my primary focus when I got out of college. I was a conference services manager for about 5+ years, and then when the pandemic hit in 2020, I had to pivot, as a lot of people did. So I think with the pandemic just made me reevaluate my, what my goals were and what my place in the world was, really. So I had a best friend of mine, actually. We worked in hospitality together, and she made the leap, and she went into real estate, and she actually joined Live Laugh Denver. And I met the broker owner, Lindsay Benton, at a volunteer event. And I just loved the team, and it was a small brokerage, and they were very service, customer-centric. And I kind of found where I was supposed to be, and I haven't looked back since. So
one observation with just that is interesting. Certain stages of life cause us to pivot. So COVID could cause that, but guess what else could? Oh, the economic crash and the next thing that comes along. So there's going to be areas in our lives that are going to cause us to pause and pivot. And so you did that. And then where did you really make that connection? At a charity nonprofit event. So you were giving and serving. And so I think it's really neat that you're blooming where you're planted and this connection comes up. And that's a really neat way to find an open door.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Awesome. Well, I will kind of give you my little intro. Joy was definitely an inspiration for me. So my initial nudge into looking for a new career was just having to have a little bit more flexibility and work-life balance. So I worked for the same hospitality management company for about 10 years in Denver, and I held different operational leadership positions. When I got married last year, I was looking for a career move that could provide me with the opportunity to just be at home more with my husband and the flexibility to start growing our family down the road. So when I looked at lending more specifically, I was drawn to the growth and the demand of the real estate business in Colorado. And I'd seen others like Joy join the industry. And I thought to myself, how could I be a contributing part of this real estate world? And what does that look like for me? So I come with a background of managing profitability, payroll, expenses, et cetera. So I have comfortability with working with numbers, strict guidelines, processes. So when I started doing my research in the mortgage industry, everything just kind of clicked and it made sense to be in that avenue. So here I am.
So what a dynamic duo that is. When you think about the two aspects of hospitality, one side is event planning, fun, free, flexible, creative. The other side, leadership, operations. And all of a sudden, it's like if we flip-flop those and said, okay, hey, guess what? Alyssa, we want you to plan an event. And Joy, we want you to crunch the numbers. You'd probably freak out. But yet you all both are in the exact spot to be, the highest and best use of your abilities. And I'll bet that comes through in how you work with your clients.
Yeah. So we actually had a really great opportunity to work together at a hotel in Boulder. And so that, obviously gave us momentum to kind of merge together in this industry, but, really playing off each other's strengths and motivating each other and being a team kind of is really kind of the best part of working with people that are like-minded,
So do you find yourself making an open house like some big rock star, star-studded event kind of a thing?
Well, I'll leave that to Joy, but I definitely think that we have a lot to offer when it comes to, you know, what we can give to clients individually, but also as a team.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, when Alyssa and I worked together, I was, you know, impressed with her, you know, just skills of, she always thought outside the box. And I think when it comes to lending, like, you really need that approach as well. And those are the people that I'm trying to surround myself with and, you know, introduce my clients to as well. So we just make a good team in that way, because we got the customer always at the forefront of the goal and mind, but also being creative as well.
So are you finding yourselves working mostly with buyers who are first-time home buyers or move up or move down? You know, we've had our family, we're empty nesters, now we're moving down. What is the typical client that you guys are working with?
For me right now, I've been in real estate since 2021. So I'm still fairly, you know, kind of cutting my teeth into the industry. So right now I've been primarily focusing on first-time home buyers, which I love. I bought my home in 2019 and I learned a lot. There's a lot of education that comes with that, but that's primarily who I've been working with. And I've had a couple move up buyers as well.
Yeah. And I think the same for me. I mean, this industry, obviously in the lending world, it's not a great time for refinancing. So obviously purchase business is kind of my main driving. And as most, you know, lenders know, obviously you're going to be getting a lot of great referrals from working with great realtor partners. So, you know, my company has a lot of products that we really can do anything under the sun. And if we don't do it, we have great resources to recommend. You know, we work with a lot of purchase business right now. It's kind of our main focus.
So what would you say when someone is coming to you saying, I need to buy my home for, let's say, the first time home buyer? What are some of the mistakes that you see people making even before they come to you? You know, like in the middle of the process, please don't do this. But I'm sure you guys have seen people that have come to you and there's been some mistakes they've made that make the process harder. Maybe you've overcome it, but what are some of the things that people need to keep in mind that way before getting the process started?
You know, for me specifically, I think it's kind of just getting people to pull the trigger initially. You know, I think that people always are trying to wait for that perfect time. Oh, I'm going to pay off this bill, or I'm going to get my credit score up, or I'm going to do this. Instead of talking with the professionals like Joy, and kind of understanding the market a little bit better, and then talking with a loan officer like me to say, okay, your credit score is here, and this is the best way to utilize your money to maybe pay down and improve your credit. So a lot of people just, I think, wait too long to get the professionals like on their side. It obviously comes at no cost to you, to talk to Joy, to talk to me. So that's kind of one of the things that I think, you know, people are making, because it's just an intimidating time in the market. And a lot of times people are paying too much attention to the media instead of just talking to the professionals.
Totally.
100%.
Yeah, I would agree with Alyssa on that. On the tail end, definitely is just consuming too much media. I think talking to a professional and a realtor that's going to be able to give you that hyper-local market data. And then also, I think something that people don't consider is, you know, it's okay to dream a little bit and write down, like, what are your priorities in your next home? And make sure that your expectations are meeting your budget and what you can actually qualify for. And I think it's a good time to, you know, if you're even thinking about buying, talk to a lender. Reach out to your realtor if you need a lender, to get an idea of what you should be aiming for.
100%. It's relying on their expertise. It's help having them guide you, not tell you. And so I would suspect that with both of your backgrounds in hospitality, probably the Latin derivative or of that word is hospitable. So, you know, being caring and not just being pushy and do this and not caring and not returning phone calls. So talk a little bit about how some of the lessons you learned in the hospitality industry carry over into how you treat your clients, and maybe how some of the clients have remarked, wow, you know, we just never felt listened to or cared for, or we never understood the process. And now the way that you approach it is so helpful.
Yeah. I was going to say, Alyssa, do you want to go on this one, or I can?
I mean, I have my like. It's just funny, kind of deciding to go into this career. You know, you look at what are your goals, what are your skills, and what I think is just like the skills needed to be in hospitality or be successful in hospitality is really create like a great jumping off point to be an amazing, you know, realtor or an amazing lender. So it's going to sound cheesy, but there's like four P's that I really focus on, which is patience, professionalism, positivity, and problem solving. And, you know, it comes from like years of being in all those, you know, onboardings for Hilton's and Marriott's and all these great companies. But those four P's really just turn your customer service, like focused skill sets, like, you know, on point, right? Like these are going to make you connect with your buyers, understand their goals, their fears, their stressors, and creating like a really great experience. So like Joy, I mean, she creates an event, but it's really just creating an experience from start. And what I like to say is there's no finish, because after you close on a home, you continue being a great resource for them because you did create that great relationship to where they can call you and say, I'm thinking about this, or I'm thinking about that, or what do you think? And we'll be there for the like kind of for the lifetime. I always say, I want to be your lender for life. I don't want to be your lender for like this purchase only. So
yeah. I think too, it's building, being relationship instead of just transactional focused. And then hospitality, I feel like that was something we were very focused on, is we had some of the most demanding, you know, customer service models. We talked about it every day, every meeting, about what we could have done better, what we should do, how we can even, you know, go back and recover as well. I just feel like it's almost a part of who I am now. And also anticipating those needs for people, kind of seeing around the corner before they do of things that might come up, and you know, planning for it.
Totally. I was going to add, too, and one of the reasons why I love, you know, talking with Joy about this stuff and working with Joy is that, you know, when you work in a hotel or a restaurant, you know, you are part of a team and you work like with your interdepartmental skills, and you are held accountable, right? You know, you have to perform on a level to make, you know, your other teammates look good. So really having a realtor and a lender that work as a team is so important. And, you know, not everybody, I think, is a great teammate, but I know that Joy and I's focus is, you know, we are teammates so that we can work better for the client. And really, I work that way with any realtor. I know that Joy works that way with all of her lenders. Obviously, we don't have the joy of like only working together, but being able to be that, you know, teammate and holding each other accountable is just kind of priceless in this industry.
You know, in sales, it's called closing the sale. In real estate, it's called going to the real estate closing. But in reality, what you guys are describing is it's not the closing of the relationship. The relationship has just begun at that point. You know, it's like, hey, awesome. Now what do you need? Let's keep in touch. And it's the mindset that it's goes way past that transactional close that day. That's the rejoicing day. But now it opens up the relationship to go on, what do I need? And it's so neat to have you guys have like, you know, I love the four piece. That's great. That's not cheesy at all. That's like, good. I'd love to see the poster on your wall, because if I'm your client and you follow the four piece like that, yes, I want you to be doing that. And that just goes to show you that you have a system and a process and a mantra that you hold yourself to.
Yeah, I think, you know what, there's 40,000 agents, real estate agents in the Denver like metro or something crazy like that. So the fact that somebody chose me, I mean, I see it as an honor. So I think Alyssa would agree, we don't take that, you know, lightly, to choose anybody.
And I think one thing that too, that people don't realize is that at any moment, you know, a borrower, a buyer, they have an option to go somewhere else. And I think that sometimes if you don't leave with that mindset, and lead with the customer service, you know, and knowing that they have options, then, you know, I think sometimes you could take it for granted. And so it really kind of puts you back into perspective of making sure that, you know, you're creating that relationship and creating a level of comfort and trust with that person. Because really, honestly, you know, they can find somebody else, and, you know, it's sure, a crazy market. There's a lot of people out there looking for work. So.
Mark, did you have a thought?
No, I agree 100%. You know, it's not a captive audience. And so I love the four P's and that you're earning their business every single day.
Well, have you guys ever heard of CLTV, not combined loan to value, but customer lifetime value? You know what I'm saying? what you just described with hospitality and customer service and creating relationships, it's not this transaction. It's the one they do later. It's the friends they refer. It's the family they refer. It's the move up when we want to buy an investment property. It's developing that rapport so that the customer lifetime value is built. And too many people view that transaction as give me all I can out of that. And that vibe is picked up on. And so when you treat people the right way, coming from your hospitality background and putting the four P's into action, boy, that's just setting the stage for developing that long-term relationship.
Totally. I think that it's just really important to me. You know, obviously when you're in hospitality, you're always looking for the Google reviews and the Yelp and the customer service platform where people can give you reviews. And, you know, Joy and I take our customer reviews very seriously. Obviously we want to make sure we're getting good reviews from not only our borrowers and our buyers, but our colleagues, other realtors we work with, and making sure that, you know, everybody's happy in the whole process. So.
Yeah. And 100%. I think when you love what you do, it just kind of naturally comes to you too. So I think that's what I love the most about real estate is this just, it comes so natural. It's like breathing almost. So the hospitality is even easier for me.
Well, and what a perfect company for Joy to work for other than live, laugh, you know, so we're joyful and we want to be someone that's joyful and enjoy working together. And I can just tell that you guys vibe so well together. So it's really neat to hear your approach to business. And I would just like to close with, if someone is listening to this going, I want some of that help and guidance, what's the best way that people can reach out and connect with each of you, Alyssa and Joy?
Yeah. So, you know, I'm on social media platforms, but, you know, the best way to find me would be on my website. So it's Alyssa S at, I just totally spaced because of course it was going to be that thing that really stuck me, but Alyssa S.myprmg.net.
Yes. And we'll have that hot link in the show notes too, so people can go directly to it. Yep. How about you, Joy?
So easiest way to find me is probably on my website as well. And of course, I'm pretty active on Instagram and Facebook. So you can also just Google my name and I pop up as well. But my website is joyshirk.livelaughdenver.com. And you can also follow me on Instagram. And my handle is ejoyshirk. Pretty straightforward.
Excellent. Well, ladies, it's such a pleasure talking with you today. Thank you for coming on and sharing your knowledge on how you serve your clients.
Awesome. Thank you so much
for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Trailstone Insurance Group. To learn more about the topics mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.coloradorealestateleaders.com.